I'm excited about it. I mean, anytime you can join a team that's defending champions, it's an honor, and it's something I'm really looking forward to. I'm excited to get to the UK and get together with my new teammates and get going on the season.
How much do you know about the club before you obviously signed the contract? Did you have kind of conversations with the head coach and
yeah, I talked to G for a bit. I played against him actually in junior a long, long time ago, and then I'm really good friends with Gord Baldwin, who played there last year, and he just raved about it. So I kind of talked to them about it, and I mean, I just got a really good feeling about it. It was comfortable talking to both of them, and they just spoke very highly of the community and the team and the operations staff, and it was something I was really excited to that they approached me with, and I'm glad that we were able to put a deal together. Jared called my agent, and then we had a chat the one day, and I mean, then we were, I mean, put the deal together really quickly after. So, I mean, just both got good feels. We both, I think, realized that, you know, I mean, Sheffield would probably be the best place for me to play and a chance to contribute to a winning tradition.
How important is it to have people like Gord Baldwin to have that kind of conversation to reassure you when you're, especially when you're moving into a new league?
It's huge. I think anytime you can kind of bounce things off guys, especially that have experience in the place you're thinking about going is a huge deal for me. I mean, if I didn't have confidence in Gord and he didn't provide the right answers, I mean, it wouldn't ever come together. So I trust Gord with a lot of things, and he's always steered me right. And, you know, he's got nothing but good things to say about Sheffield and the Steeler organization. So, I mean, it's I'm excited for it. And anytime you can have a guy like that, I mean, give you that confidence, it helps a lot.
Tell us what you're like as a player, Daryl. What are you going to bring to the squad?
I hope I can provide a strong work ethic, bad leadership. I'm a puck-moving defenseman. I like to get the puck up ice as much as I can. I like to try to jump into the play as much as I can and try to add an offensive touch. But I also like quarterbacking the power play. I mean, I'm a special teams type of guy. I'm a guy that's the honest player. I want to, you know, go work hard and play well, and a guy that can give the team quality minutes.
And obviously a right-handed shot defenseman that can also play the power play. That's, you know, a good combination, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not many guys up there anymore. So, I mean, just the right-handed shooting stuff, you don't see a lot of guys, especially defensemen anyways, like that anymore. So, you know, it's exciting. It gives me a little niche, and hopefully I can play to the levels I expect, and that the coaching staff knows that they can provide.
What do you want to get out of this season with the Steelers, Daryl? What's your aims for the forthcoming season?
I think for me, I want to win. I mean, I want to help this club defend a title. I want to win. I've never won when my overseas travels. I've had success in North America winning championships, but I mean, that's my biggest goal. I mean, for me, is to defend that title. And anytime you're joining a defending champ, you know that all eyes are going to be on you as a group, and teams are going to be gunning for you. You're going to get everybody's best match every night. And I mean, I like that pressure, that feeling of enthusiasm and that stir that being on a championship team provides.
You played last season in Japan. Just tell me what that experience was like.
I mean, it was neat for me. It was something that a place I probably would have never gone and seen or visited, I mean, if it wasn't for hockey. So, it, I mean, culturally and going to see there was real neat, a lot of new experiences. But, I mean, hockey was hockey. There were a lot of talented young players over there. They're trying to build their federation, and it was a really nice change from being in Europe. And it was something that I'm very grateful to my coach there, Chris Wakabayashi, and the people that brought me in there. They treated me fantastically, and I really enjoyed my time.
You certainly chalked up the goals as well in that league as well.
I tried, yeah. I mean, you shoot the puck, you bound to go in a couple of them, but I mean, for me, it was more luck than good, I think. Just a lot of shots on net, and a few of them found their way in.
You've also played all over Europe. Why was this the right time to move to the UK?
I mean, for me, it's always kind of been talked about. I mean, I've always had conversations with different coaches over there about maybe joining the league, but I've just never came around to it. I was always, I mean, I don't say a better offer, but I had always come to something or have another offer that I thought would be better for my career. But I think now is a time where I've heard nothing but good things, and the guys that I played with, good friends with Steve Gertsen too, and they just raved about what it was like to play there and winning a championship, and being in that Steel organization has made them better players. And for me, it was something I really wanted to be part of.
Do you know much about the Elite League then, having spoken with obviously Stephen and Gord?
I know a lot of players in it, things like that. I have familiarity with it, but not a lot of first-hand knowledge. It's a learning thing. I'm trying to do as much research as I can on it. And they have a lot of good players there, and a lot of guys that I've played against or with in the past, and guys that have gone there and had great success. So I'm hoping that I can have that success too.
And just finally, how was your off-season preparations going at this stage?
It was good. It was going great till a long weekend here at the lake. Had a few pints out there on the boat, so I was able to celebrate with some family. But it's been going well. I've been training hard. Ice goes in here next week, so I'm going to get on the ice. My father's a hockey coach here, so I'm going to train with his club and hopefully be ready to go whenever I can get my immigration stuff done and get over there and start putting on that uniform.